Okay, both saying. Hello. Okay. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we have the Chazar B'Ktav in the morning. Okay, try to take it. Before Chatzos. So after Chatzos, we can have Inyani Pesach. Today we begin our Inyani Pesach Shiur. And we begin today with an interesting topic, which is not talked about so much. And that is the union of Isra Malach on Erev Pesach. Meaning like this. Every Erev Yontif has, you know, special qualities to it. But Erev Pesach is different than any Erev Yontif that we have. As we'll see, that Erev Pesach itself has a special korban, the korban Pesach. Erev Pesach itself is different than any other yontif, and any other Erev yontif. And that perhaps mandates an Issur Melacha, and we'll have to understand where that comes from. So we have the famous Mishnah of Pesachim, Mokum Shenogu Lasus Melacha. Mokum Shenogu Lasus Melacha Barish Pesachim Batatzos Osim. Mokum Shenogu Shemolasos Einos. Apparently, there were different communities. Some communities had a minhag that they didn't do Melacha in the morning of Erev Pesach. Some communities didn't have that minhag. And the discussion is, if you come from one community to the other community, what do? Do you follow the minhag of the community that you came to, or do you follow the minhag of the community that you came from? So the Mishnah says, Ha'olak mimakum sha'osim, mimakum sha'ein osim, or mimakum sha'ein osim, mimakum sha'osim, nosnim alav chumrei mimakum sha'yotza misham, the chumrei makom shehalach l'sham. In other words, you get the chumrei. So if you came from a makom that was machmir, you have to keep those chumreis. And if you came from a makom to a makom that had the chumreis, you have to keep those chumreis as well. Okay, and this is the whole discussion where, you know, the discussion begins about yontif sheni. If you come from a makom that keeps yontif sheni or not keeps yontif. But that's not what we're talking about now. So this discussion of both sides is about Erev Pesach in the morning. And Erev Pesach in the morning, some places had a minhag not to do melacha. However, this discussion is only about Erev Pesach in the morning. Erev Pesach in the morning, some people had a minhag not to do malacha, some people had a minhag to do malacha. But in the afternoon, after Chatzos, everyone agrees that you don't do malacha. So we have to understand what exactly is usher. I mean, I can't turn on the lights. After Chatzos, what exactly is Asur, and why is it Asur? And the Gemara continues, my area, Arvid Sachim, Afil Arvish Abbasis, Arvid Yavim Tobin Nami. Isn't there a din that at Erev Yantik you shouldn't do Malacha, the Tanya? Also, Malacha, Arvish Abbasis, Yavim Tobin, and Aminko Lamala, Eina Roa Simon Bracha Lola. If you do Malacha on Erev Shabbos late in the day, you're not going to see a Simon Bracha. So why do we say only by Erev Pesach? Whereas, as Rashi points out, the inference of the Gemara is that after Chatzos, Before Chatzos is a machlok totally in the minute. After Chatzos, everyone agrees, is also. But don't we, which implies only by Erev Pesach. But now the Gemara is saying, but don't we have it by Erev Shabbos and Yom Tovim also? So the Gemara says, no. Olam Hasam and Amincha L'malahu Da'asu. Somach L'mincha L'om. Over there is only Asam and Amincha L'malah. But early in the day is Mutter Hacham Mechatzos. Here, it's even Asam Mechatzos. So that's the Chiddush by Erev Pesach. Inami Hasam Simon Brachu D'lochadi. By the other things, it's just if you do malach, it's not technically also. If you do malach close to Shabbos, you're not going to see a simon bracha from that malach. But here, aval shamudi lo mishamtina le. Hacha shamudi na mishamtina le. But here, we put you in nidui, in excommunication. In other words, it's so chomer, this idea of not doing malacha on Erev Pesach, that it's worthy of putting you in cheder, excommunication. So what is it all about? What is it all about? So there's a famous Yerushalmi. Page 4. Seems something like a test of air. Ain the Elohu, Shluko Minayin, Talmud Lom Shalta Vachal, Matal Lom Shalta Tisbach Tepez on Erev. So it says, Shalta Tisbach, that you have to do it. You have to be Zovei at your Korban Pesach. Shalta Tisbach. Ain of Adin Shetei Osuk B'Malachtecha B'Korbancha Karev. That it's not proper, says the Korban Eidah, Kolom Abakos of Asur B'Malacha, Shosh and Nishchat Pischa, Sheinu B'din Shei Korban HaKorin, for Osir B'Malacha. It's not proper that your Korban should be brought, and you're doing B'Malacha. So by the fact that it says Sham Tizbach, means even though you might not be physically doing the Shechita, but it's your Korban that is being shechted on your behalf, so then what? So that implies it's as if you're doing the shechita, so you shouldn't do malacha because ein abedin. It's not proper that you're shetei also do malachtecha, that you're doing malacha the karban chakari. Then the Gemara asks another question. If that be the case, so why don't we say that every single day is the Korban Tumid being brought? So every single day, you shouldn't be able to do malacha. Looking further down, first word in the letter is Bayom. Amar Bayom, Elin Tamidim, Korban Asayim, Shal Kol Yisrael Inu. Kol Yisrael Olim Yishlaim, Leis Tziv, El Shalosh, Tamim Bashana, Yerik Kol Tzukurka. On one hand, you want to say, so maybe everyone should have to be in the Azara every day. But that would be ridiculous. It only says Sholosh Kodim and Shonah. Even you call yourself Yoshim with a Talim? So you mean to tell me that everyone should not ever do Malacha because the Korban is being brought every day? Aksiv Asafti Diganecha, Miosiv Lemisadogan. So you can't do it literally. So his Kinoa, as we mentioned in the Chumash here. And the beam are shown Mesrim Baba Mishmara shall call Mishmar Mishmar Yahomid Mishraim shall Kohanim shall Vim shall Yisrael. So we have to have representation. But really, in theory, whenever your korban is being brought, you should be there in the mikdash and you should not be doing malach. So that's why Korban Pesach, we don't do melacha. Because our Korban Pesach is being brought, and the Korban Pesach was being brought after Chatzos. But since it was being brought after Chatzos, so therefore, we don't do melacha. And by every Korban, it really should be the case. Every Korban really should be the case. But what? But then we would never do any melacha. And the Pasuk says, Vasachta b'ganecha. And we would always have to be in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk only says, Sholosh Parim Bashana. You only have to be there three times. So from this, the Gemara derives that that the source of the Issur Melacha on Erev Pesach is because there's this halacha that when your carbon is being brought, you're supposed to be there in the Azara and you're supposed to not do Melacha.
Is this in the Smachta or is it
Can't say for sure, but let's assume maybe it's a Daraisi. Is it only
when your carbon is being brought or the whole day?
Oh, so, right, so Tosus, so you're asking a good question. So Tosus, on page 1, Nun Amud Aleph. Omer Reed, the same regard, the first we shall meet, Meishnar, the second shall meet, the man meet, a Pesach v'chatzos v'eilech. Tomer, Hosu Mishar Yimos Hashanam, Yom Shem Mivi Korban Hosu Melacha, Parach and King, Kol Yom Hosu, Kamo Yochu Shem Mivi Korban, Parach Hosu, Shem Deroi Lachbi Mishachos. Well, Pesach Einu Yochu Lachbi V'olacha Chatzos. In other words, the halacha is that it should be really the whole day, but by Pesach, you can only bring the Korban after Chatzos. So, if it was a regular Korban, it's right to bring the whole day. But since it's right to bring the whole day, you could you have an issur the whole day. Because theoretically, your korban could have been brought any time during the day. But since korban pesach can only be brought after chatzos, so therefore the issur melacha is only after chatzos. And then the Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, what about korban tamid, right? So he says, obviously korban tamid is different because the pasuk says v'safik v'ganecha. So Vasati Ganecha is basically a heter to tell me that it can't be that it's Aser all day. Because it'll be Aser all day every day. And the Pasuk says you can do Melacha. So this is the source at first glance. That there's an Issur Melacha. So the question, the obvious question now is that maybe that only applied when they actually brought a Korban Pesach. That, hey, when we don't bring a Korban Pesach, is there an Issur Melacha on Erev Pesach or not? So this is a Machlokes Rishonim. Says the Baal HaMor on page 3. Malkum Shanogun Marcus Melacha Barbei Sotha Bechatzos Osin Niven. Before Chatzos, that's a question of minutes. After Chatzos, that's a din. Peish b'Yerushalmi, einu b'din shetei osuk b'malachtecha b'korban chakorei, v'kach osu lasos melacha. Mikan anu l'meidim shemizman hazeh she'en korban Dino Kishar Arvi Shabbosos, Mishar Arvi Yomim Tovim, but Mokum Shinogulasos Osim Fiyam Minim. It says the Baal HaMor that there's mana there, that we don't have a korban, so the Mela, the whole Issa, doesn't apply. So the Baal HaMor Shita is that this whole concept of. You see, Lachor, we are the Mokum Shinogulasos Mulacha, Erev Pesach, Kodom Chatzos. The Kodom Chatzos, for sure, we're not in the Mokum Shinogulasos. We're in the Mokum Shinogulasos. So Kodom, question is after Chatzos. After Chatzos, so the Baal HaMor says, it only was when there was a Korban Pesach, when there's no Korban, because that's what Yerushalmi says. It's based on the Korban. If there's no Korban, it's Mutter. Yeah. So maybe they never instituted Zeker. Maybe wherever they instituted. Oh, but says the Ramban. Take a look in the Ramban. Second arrow, Omer Kosev, Zapsak Baba Machteris. Al Divir Rabbeinu HaGadol. You see, the meaning the Rif brings down this halacha. The Rif brings down this halacha. The Rif says, "My area, Arve Pesachim Fil Arve Shabbos is Yom Tovim." So he says that this is Mechatzos and this is also Becherim. Now, if it would be Noah's Bizman Azeh, the Rif wouldn't bring it down, because the Rif only quotes things that are Noah's Bizman Azeh. So basically, the Ramban is accusing the Baal Hamor as being a Baba Machteris. He's like undermining Psak Tapu. He's undermining the Psak of the Rif. The Fichat Nosan Lanu Matzilo. So, you know, just like a Baba Machteris, you can kill the Ganef to save the... So we have to, you know, we have to save the Rif from the Baal Hamor's underground plot. Shupoka kol mishnosenu gvar shaleh b'halchos menu anu lemeidim shafiz man azeh chomor kishar mishar aviv yomim tovim. This by the fact that the Rif brought it down, it's much so that if it did applies even b'zman azeh. For us, the Rif should have said it only applies to somebody who actually brings the Korban Pesach. It's like Dover Shabbat Minyan. Once the Chachamim, well, as it could be that this was in the Rabbanim maybe, that they asked it, maybe to the Smachta, but once they asked it, then it was they asked doing Melacha Erev Pesach Achach Hatzos. Since they asked doing Melacha Erev Pesach Achach Hatzos, so we made a lot. That's it. You can't revoke the Issa. Until you have a Besdin that revokes the Issa. The called off of Shem Minyan, Sach Minyachel Atira. So therefore, since this Issa was never revoked by a Besdin, so the Mela, the Ramban says, and that's how we assume the Halacha, that there's an Issa Malacha, an Erev Pesach HaChatzos, even Bezman Ezeh. Now, just a couple of comments. First of all, we have to see a little bit more about this Yerushalmi, and then we have to understand what type of malacha is asur. So, first, the Rosh also holds like the Ramban on page 5. Look, between the two arrows that I made, the last word on the line is Kariv. Vashtanami Avo Pishen Pesach Kariv. So even though today we don't have a Korban Pesach, even the Bizmana Pesach Haya Osir, Vashtanami Osir. Since it was Osir when they did bring a Korban Pesach, so even though today we don't bring a Korban Pesach, it's still Osir. Isa the Megillus Tainus. Maisla Bishilim Bakol Ma'arvin. He says, I'm from a certain family of the tribe of Binyamin. Upon Matashchal, Tisha B'Av Lios for Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. The Nitra Amachar Shabbos, so they fasted on Sunday. He said, I need a Bobolosh Lemu. But we didn't fast the whole day of Tisha B'Av. Why? Because we had a special Yontif. Our family, Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, used to donate Eitzim to the Mizbeach, and there was a Yontif, the 10th day of Av for this particular family, so therefore, if Tisha B'Av would have been pushed to Sunday, the 10th of Av, we wouldn't fast. Perish Avosov, how you makrivim korban Eitzim, bo b'yom g'disa perik basu the times. Basar B'Av and Eisinav and Binyomim. Rav Lazar Bar Tzadik, achar korban hayo. Now Rav Lazar Bar Tzadik was after the korban. So why is he still celebrating the holiday? They're not being donating the Eitzim anymore because there's no Beis HaMikdash. But what? Kevin Sha'avosav, how you makrivim and korban, bo b'yom, basu b'yontav, kol mishpachosav, nogim b'yontav la'olam. We have this notion that even something that was a yontif can continue even after the reason of the yontif no longer applies. So that's what the Rush quotes, and the same as the Ramban, that Erev Pesach was a din of because of the Issur Melacha. Now it's interesting because of the Korban Pesach. And even if there's no Korban Pesach, so the Baal HaMor says, if there's no Korban Pesach, then there's no Issur Melacha whatsoever. The Ramban says, and the Rush says, no, that it's sort of like a Dovah Shebeminyan. That once there was an Issur to do Melacha on Erev Pesach, because of the Korban, even if there's no Korban, you still have the Issur.
The fact that you said in
in other words, what you're saying is that maybe Korban Pesach is more of a svara that we see that we quoted in the Tzid, that you can bring a Korban Pesach, or they used to bring a Korban Pesach even. But he's talking about even a little mice after the Korban Beitar where they mamished in. Because really, we can bring, according to Rambam, we can bring any Korban. It's just we don't do it. Korban Pesach, they actually historically did do. But only till a certain time. But well, we're saying even past that time. But it's a good knage that you're saying. There's an interesting, yeah. Yeah, but Baal HaMor will say, who says it's a Dovah Shebeminyan? Well, maybe it wasn't a Takana. Maybe it was. They were a Korban, so the day that you bring a Korban, you're not allowed to do Melacha. Not that they made a Takana, that this day is also the Melacha. In other words, to defend the Baal HaMor, I can defend the Baal HaMor. In other words, it wasn't like, Chachamim make the Takana to fast on a certain day or to for something once happened. Who says they made a Takana? The halacha was, the day you bring the korban, you're also the melacha. So if you don't bring it, then you're not also the melacha. But it's not a takana that this day is also the melacha, it's because they brought the korban. So who says the Ramban is right? Who says the Ramban? Well, but they both seem to say that it's not a deraisa. But the question is, who said there was ever a takana made on that day? The takana was, on the day you bring the korban, you're also the melacha. But if there's no korban, maybe the Baal HaMor is right. I don't know, I'm not so sure the Baal HaMor is wrong. I mean, Baal HaMor is outvoted. So let me show you another interesting thing. The Gemara Megillah, Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara Megillah is Sugya of Kriyas HaTorah. The question is, how long should Kriyas HaTorah be? Could be a small Kriya, could be a big Kriya. Could we have 7 Aliyahs, could we have 3 Aliyahs, 4 Aliyahs? So the whole discussion. So one of the verse says on page 7, Tashma Zaklau, Kosher Ishmael Bittel Malacha La'am, and Tainus Sibur B'Tishabov, Karen Gimel. So whenever people are allowed to go to work, we don't want to prolong the Kriya Satorah, because then you're going to mevatel the people from their Malacha. So on Shabbos, you don't go to work, you don't go to work, so you can make a 7 Aliyahs, right? You're not being mevatel anymore. On a Tisha B'Av, you can go to work on on Tainus Sibur, you can go to work. So whenever you can go to work, what do we say? You can have a short Kriya Satori. So that part, Kolshi Yeshbo, Bito Malach Alam, you go to Tainus Sibur, Vetishabav, Karim Gimel. Shembo, Bito Malach Alam, you go to Rosh Hashim, Kolosho Moed, Karim Dalet. But on Kol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to do Malacha anyway. Alright? And Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to do Malacha anyway. So now we can make a bigger Kriya Satorah. So what's the obvious question? What? What's the obvious question? What's the obvious question? What? Yeah. Who said you can't do Malacha Rosh Chodesh? You say Rosh Chodesh, there's no bit of Malacha because people, meaning you're not allowed to go to work anyway, so Bavela, there's no bit of Malacha La'am, so therefore they made him a bigger Kriya Satorah. Kol HaMoed, I understand. Kol HaMoed is an Issa Malacha. But who says Rosh Chodesh is an Issa Malacha? So what does Rashi say? Rosh Chodesh, Ainbo mit of Malacha Kol Kach, Shein Anashim Osus Malacha Bam. Because women have a minhag not to do Malacha on Kol HaMoed, on Rosh Chodesh. Right? That's their holiday. So what's the obvious question? What? They're not the ones in shul. The men are the ones that are in shul, and they got to get to work. Right? Well? Okay. Well, right. Right, that's a different problem. But, so he says, right? And since they weren't involved in the Cheta Egel, they got. But the question, the obvious question in Rashi is, why is that we can prolong the davening in Rosh Chodesh and make it four aliyahs because people don't have to go to work anyway? And why? Rosh Chodesh should go to work. So Rashi says, well, the women. But the women are not the ones there anyway. They're not chayim kriya satorah anyway. So the fact that the women have a minhag not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, that should change the whole Kriya Satorah. So that's the kasha that the Turi Evan asks. That's the Shagas Aryeh. On page 8. So he's bothered by this. By this problem. So he wants to give his own answer. Shagas Aryeh is not a person who has to defend the Rishonim. He'll ask a question to the Rishonim and reject them and give his own answer. Do you know what his answer is? His answer is that Rosh Chodesh, Bizman Habayis, was an Issur Melacha for men because of the Korban Musaf. Now, just like the Yerushalmi says, whenever you bring a korban, you have tossed the melacha. Now, it can't be talking about the korban talmud, because then we'll never have a head. So, korban talmud obviously doesn't ask him a melacha, because the pasuk says, Vasafti de ganecha. But the korban musaf, which is a periodical korban, that's considered everyone's korban, so that asks the melacha. So, lamela, there was an issa melacha for men, bizman hamikdash. So, lamela, men didn't go to work on Rosh Chodesh, bizman hamikdash, and hence, that's why it's not called Bita Malacha. Look in the fourth column, bottom, 8. Leaner at the Rosh Chodesh, also Rasiyas Malacha Medina. A few of the Zacharim, as much of Asa Mikdash Kayam, Nei Hamusafim, Shekraven Bo, Shehem Lachol Yisrael. By the time of Shachmir, Bera Pesach, Hachar Chatzos, Rasiyas Malacha, Yosef Mishar Erev Shabbos, Yom Yitolim. So he says that's the... In other words, he says, like, Korban Musaf, Korban Musaf answers the Malacha, just like what? Just like Erev Pesach HaKatzos is also the Malacha. And that's how he is Miyashev, the Gemara, that the Gemara says that we can prolong the davening on Rosh Chodesh because there's no Bitul Malacha, because he's not going to work anyway. That's the Turi Evans. There are other Teruts into this as well, but let's take a look in the Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Parak Vav, Halacha Tes, on page 10. Ma'al Korban ha'etzim z'mat havu ha'yol mishpachos mishpachos ha'tzeis v'yarim l'havi etzim l'marach. There was a minhag that they would, different families would go to the fields and get trees to bring on the mizbeach. V'yom she'igil ha'zei mishpach zu l'havi etzim ha'yu ha'krivim olos n'dobah. In other words, whenever the family would have a day that it was their turn to donate the trees to the mizbeach, they would bring special korbanos. Zeh korban eitzim, v'yel hem kamo yontif. V'asurim bo behesved of tiny v'sasiyas v'lacha, v'dover zem minhag. He says this was only a minhag. So it's interesting, and then he says, afil yochid shis nadev eitzim, Ogzarin the Baracha, Osir Boso Yom, the Hesped of Tanim Sesim Lacha, the Dover Zeminim. So the Rambam says that when people used to bring Korban Eitzim, they would bring the Korban, and they wouldn't do Balacha, but that's only a minute. So let me ask you a question. How would the Rambam then explain the idea of not doing Malacha on their Pesach Achar Chatzos? Well, what the why?
If it's only
the I'm saying when they used to bring the korban.
The
lower what is there? What? Comes a prata, you call Yisrael, okay.
Nachon.
He calls it a.
What?
What does he call? No. But what's the minhag to have an asur malacha? Because you brought a carbon.
But that carbon is only a minhag. That's only optional.
But once you bring the carbon, the asur malacha. Once you bring the carbon, then what?
What?
Then there's an asur malacha. Now what? And that is what? That's a minhag. Now, and therefore, Erev Pesach, after Achar Chatzos. So is it a minhag or more than a minhag? So you want to say that since it was Mechuyev to bring that korban, maybe the Issa Malacha, therefore, is more stringent. Or we say no, that the difference is whether you have to bring Korban or you don't. But then the idea of not doing Malacha, maybe it's the same minute. But that would be difficult because it's not Mashma from our Gemara that it's a minute. It's only the Issa Malacha of minute is only what? Before Chatzos. So take a look in the Rambam in Parakhes Silchas Yontif, Halacha Yitzayim, where the Rambam says, Osu lasus malacha barve yomim tovim in a mincha l'mala kamo arve shabosos. Hala osa malacha behem ein aro simen bracha l'olam. V'gorim bo mavadlim osa bal karchom. Lefichach yom arbaasa benisin also basmius malach b'divrei sotim kmo chol shomoi. Mukal mechol shomoi. Ve'ino also mechatzia yom ulamala tuzman hashchita. Aval menetza az hatzia yom tog b'minak moshom shanogu lasos osu mokom shanogu mishalatos enos. So I want you to tell me how you learned pshat in the Rambam. How does the Rambam explain the issa malacha on Erev Pesach? Think for a second. So is he saying like Yerushalmi?
He's combining. He's saying that it's also like Yerushalmi, but that it's totally a minimum. It's also a divide.
Okay. Say more. Okay. Keep it, Kyle. Okay, same more. Right, and here they brought a korban kolba. And here in their place that they brought a korban kolba. Is that what he's saying? Does he say that because it's a chova, or you're saying that? So it's more chomer than a minute. So why is it more chomer than a minute? You're saying that. But I want you to see if you see anything in the Rambam. More chomer. Okay, that's what Kirsch was saying also. More chomer. Okay, before chatzos, everyone agrees it's a minute. Sorry. I want to know after chatzos. Okay, so
it has to be like one of the, I guess,
Yamatov. Well, say.
The Shalash Kedavim.
Wa.
Yeah,
no.
So it's different than previous days. Before there was no carbon, there was the carbon, but not carbon Kedavim. Now there's both of them.
And therefore what?
I don't know.
You're on the right. You have to stay one more stop on the train. Yeah. Oh, right. So that's the point. In other words, we'll see. Rav Moshe Chavroni points this out, that the Rambam doesn't just work with the Yerushalmi. That's what you were starting to say. The Yerushalmi just says the thing. Whenever you bring a korban, you don't do malacha. But he says the Rambam doesn't learn like that, because that the din of not doing malacha when the day you bring a korban is only a minute. Here, it's much stronger than a minute. The Rambam says you get makas mardus if you do malacha on right? You don't get Machas Mardis for a minute, so it's much stronger. So what must it be? It must be that Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos is already like a Yontif, which is different than any other Erev Yontif. Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos is already Yontif. It's not Yontif technically, it's the same Yisurim of Yontif. We'll see what the... But it's sort of like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed with a little more coolness than Chol HaMoed. But it's basically has a din like Chol HaMoed, Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos. And he says that by the fact that you bring a Korban Chagiga then, so that shows, that's a simen that it's already Yontif. That's why, if you do Malacha then, you get Makas Magdus, we bless you. It's like doing Malacha sort of on Chol HaMoed. So it's not just a din that the day you bring a Korban. The day you bring a Korban, that's any day of the year. You bring a Korban, there's a minig not to do Malacha. But if you would do Malacha then, you won't get Makas Margis. But here you get Makas Margis, because here, like you said, what was the Rambam saying, by the fact that there's a Korban Chagiga that day, then what? Then it's like Yontif. Oh. And Moshe points out that Rabbeinu Hanano on Sari Ches on page 13 seems to say the same thing. Take a look at Rabbeinu Hanano. It talks about a person who lost a relative on Erev Pesach. So second arrow, Rav Ashi Omar La'olam D'meis Achar Chatzos, person died after Chatzos, L'ochal Alei Aninus. The Aninus is not Chal, why? Tabishas HaPesach Ki Yontif Choshev, She'omer Bohala. And we know another raya that it's like Yontif is that on the Shkipas Pesach they used to say Hal. You know that? So it's Halel, Rishman HaBayis was not only said Pesach night, but it was said Pesach afternoon. And you know the minute of prayer. You know the minute? Yeah, oh, that's exactly what I was going to say. That the Hasidim, Shvera Hasidim and others, they when they make the matzah on Erev Pesach, they say Hallel with the bracha. Eitz ha-chassidim osim et zeh. So that's the idea. Yeah, the Hasidim also mean a feeling bracha. Feeling bracha. Take a look at page 16 for a second. He explains the Matzah Moshe is the Rosh Hashiva Hever. He explains the idea of. Rambam, Hilchas, the arrow. He quotes the Rambam and he says, second line in the second column. Hinei muchach lehedim asher osim lasus melacha b'erev Pesach achar chatzos who lo mishum hakrovas hakorban se'isim melacha b'yomshav b'kivim korban elam minig k'mo shekotzev Rabbeinu b'Hilchas Kohen Mikdash v'al minig leken nidoi k'bo makas marzis. So he says that that's the idea, that it's like a yontif. Asher nira the b'merach, second column, arrow. Come on, sorry, first look at the b'shabar b'shar. Acha chatzos have a yontif min ha-Torah. And he quotes, Mafish Pisto Beisul Yevenu B'no Acharav, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomo. Because of a So he wants to say the Rambam is not the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying it's also the din of the Hakrofis Korban. He's saying it's not also the Korban. It's a Yontif that after Chatzos is a Yontif. And the question is it a Yontif only when there was Zman HaMikdash, or even not? But is that could be relevant if you hold a Yontif. And Rabbi Helfgott in his, I think we have his sefer here. He has a whole chapter on this idea that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is like a yontif. He discusses the maybe Chagah Pesach, yeah. In other words, the Rakh says it's a Feirish, that it's like a Yontif after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So you want to say that that's from the Rambam. If the Rambam says you get Nidui, you get Makas Mardus if you do Malacha Achar Chatzos and Erev Pesach. Now, if you're going to say it's only the regular Karbonus Halacha, that whenever you bring a Korban you don't do Malacha, well, that Halacha only applies, that's only a Minna. So a minig you're not going to get Makas Mardus for. Right.
Also in the story from Ramban, they consider it zero, it's still one. When the Ramban was understanding it, instead of Barmore, it's as an option zero, not as a zero. So you can see the Ramban understood the same way. And saying it's still one, it's zero, it's a whole time, it's not zero.
And therefore what?
Therefore that's why it's not a regular time.
We're not saying it's necessarily a daraisa. We're saying in the Rambam, we're saying that it's not the regular din. It seems to be more. Because the Rambam says that since, why is the Rambam bringing in that there's a Korban Chagiga? Why is he bringing in the Korban Chagiga? To say, in other words, or that, does he mention also this hollow, right? Does the Rambam mention this hollow? What does he say? One second. Yeshua Chagiga or Shechitas Korban. Yeah, I agree.
So it's in, why can't it just be the regular Gezeira, like the
Rambam
and
the... because the regular Gezeira is the Rambam says in Hilchot, the other in Hilchot's Klei Mikdash is only a minute.
No, but the Rambam didn't say that, wasn't referring to that. But the Rambam and the Balmor said Gezeira, they weren't referring to
Yeah, but the, so maybe that's the same din of bringing, not doing malacha on the day that you bring a korban.
No, maybe because Yerushalmi is a special derabbanan, a different one. Yerushalmi seems to be a different derabbanan, specifically for Pesach. So why does that have to be the same thing as the korban Pesach? It's different. It's a special Yerushalmi, special lima from a pasuk.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. If Rambam says that this is the minute of Kina for the Eitzim, so what does he do with the case in the Rosh where it is best on the day after this one?
Right.
After Shabbat, for a minute you can...
Right, so that requires its own... we want to have a shiur in this year. When something is... When Tisha B'Av is a nitche ready, then it's not so strong anyway. Oh, so this is a famous Ramah. Okay, whatever it is, whatever way you want to be magdir, there is an issur malacha, except for Bizman HaMikdash for sure, and even Bizman HaZeh, according to most Rishonim. Now we have to understand a little bit about the nature of this Isser, what exactly is Isser. But before we do that, let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos on page 4. Cover as mesos shiva yom kodem haregel. If somebody buried the mace 7 days before the regel, v'nogrem gzeir shiva, haregel mevatel gzeir shlosh. Because if shiva was over before the regel, page 14, and he's in the middle of the regel, so he doesn't do shlosh. So shloshim is vavato, because shiva is over. Now you're in the middle of shloshim. Afil chal yom shvi, the erev haregel. Even if the seventh day is erev yontif, so that means that shiva ended in the morning. So now the rest of the day is already the eighth day. That means you're already in the middle of shloshim. So the klal is, yontif is mevatel, whatever you're in the middle of. A person's in the middle of shiva, and yontif is mevatel shiva. If a person is in the middle of shloshim, then yontif is mevatel shloshim. So even if the seventh day, he got up from shiva on erev Pesach, right? Nonetheless, Pesach is mevatel shloshim. Afiyu chayel yom shvi be'erev haregel. Right? Now, so you could do a laundry, you can do rechitza, you can get a haircut, erev harek. Now let's talk, this is to say erev sukkis or erev shavuos. Now when should, in other words, so if a person is in the middle of shloshim, say the 10th day on the erev yontif, so then what's going to happen is when yontif sets in, that's going to be vatal shloshim, right? That's going to be vatal shloshim. So one would think that if it's going to only be vatal shloshim once the yontif sets in, then maybe you can't get a haircut on erev yontif, because the bittul of shloshim only happens when the yontif sets in. When yontif sets in at night, right? But then already it's too late. So, but the halacha is that since the yontif is going to mevatel it, so even beforehand on erev you could already do the hachanas as if it was mevatel. But when do you do that? Samach v'chashecha, late in the day. The question is, what about the erev Pesach? Does erev Pesach, Rabbi Osai, we say that a person has to treat it at least as kol moed, kol moed. So kol moed. Erev Pesach mutar b'chol achar chatzos, tainu b'zman shchitas ha-pesach v'elef. So it's also mutar. However, adif sheyigaleach kodem chatzos, hol v'achir masum l'galeach achar chatzos. So the law says it's better, and this is for anybody, even if he's not in Avelos. A person normally shaves the yontif, so you should try to shave in the morning. Normally you shave the yontif, so you're getting the showering 2 hours before shkia, right? So you take a shave and you shower. On erev Pesach, you should try shaving before chatzos. It's a dias and malacha. But say, what do we tell a person? I recently got the shiloh. Somebody, erev Pesach is going to mevatel the shloshim. So then what? So when should he shave? So normally we tell him to shave late in the day. But by erev Pesach, he should shave early in the day, before chatzos. Then Rabbi Berger pointed out, if you look in the shach, he had a different Yirsa. Our guess is hol vachir masurin legalayach achachatzos. This is mashma that since there's an iser of gimuach achachatzos, you should be for chatzos. So the shach had a different guess. He said hol vachir masurin legalayach lo. Which means like this, that he's saying that since you're not going to get any barber, all the barbers close at Chatzos. Any Jewish barber is supposed to close by Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So now, if you're going to wait till after Chatzos, you're not going to get a barber. So then you have to do it yourself. As Rabbi Berger pointed out, if you do it yourself, it's not going to necessarily look so good. So therefore, we say, get your haircut before Chatzos. The other pshat is that since there's an issur to do melacha achar chatzos, he should also do the issur. But the way the shach is learning is this is practically. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch, page 19, Tav Samaches Aleph. These halachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Samaches. Also, Malacha Berach Pesach, Mechatzos of Lubala, Mishabkin also. If you also Mishabkin also. Because if you do Malacha, Acha Chatzos, you put in Cherem. Yesh misha osa filo yidei achol. Yesh misha matir. Lechein hua mitir. So we're maker. This is one area. There's a couple of areas. Because the kol moed, amir la'achol is osa. So this, we say, is sort of like kol moed after chatzos, but amir la'achol we pass in as mutter. So anything you need being done by the goy is mutter. Take a look in the Taz, the cut days. Zelos Roshal Minu will stop Racha Chatzos Hayde Akum. There's a minute to, if you want to get a haircut Racha Chatzos, you should use a non-Jewish barber. Below the Israel, thank you, Baal. Plus, in my real field, we told Tzipurnaim also bear a pair of Racha Chatzos. Where you should cut your nail before Chatzos. The time is in Malach of our faces from Paul Yakutch and maybe Corbin. Have you also Yom Yontif? Also in Malach of our faces, I can tell us, have you seen Yom Corbin? It's in Malach of our faces. Yeah. So, the tip is you should get a haircut before Chatzos. And if you need to get it after Chatzos, you should go to a non-Jewish barber. Yeah. So, the Kol Moed. Right, Kol Moed, we made a special gzera that we don't want you to get any haircut of Kol Moed, even if they ask them, because you're going to come to, get a haircut beforehand. But here, we say you're not allowed to, you're really not supposed to take a shave and cut your hair after Chatzos. It's only in terms of its stringency, and even less stringency, but so we treat it sort of like a yontif. Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos we treat as a yontif. But this yontif doesn't have an issur amir la'akum.
We have a shir by Kay. We did the issur by the Ma'at HaMikah.
Oh, so that's what someone is saying, that, that's maybe part of the idea, that take a look in page 20 in the Book of Avraham. Safar Mafili the Akamosu is the land Akakatso. Nearly a Tami Shemata Roshu Mustayek Sas. So some say even though you're the Akam, you shouldn't because you're helping him out. Because if you have the gears, okay, because it seems that the Shulchan Aruch was talking in a practical way. So he was explaining how he thought what the Shulchan Aruch was saying. Because if you have the gears, the Shulchan Aruch, all of Acherim Asurim was Aleich Mal. So then, so you have to say, therefore you should take it before Chatzos. That's your guess, so what does that mean? Who cares if Akeim Asurim L'Galeach Lo? Who cares if Akeim Asurim L'Galeach Lo? The answer is because it's Malavatish, as the other verdict says, and you're not going to be able to do it to yourself in such a good fashion. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, page 22. Look in Siv Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, we move Shaul said Malacha Listake. If you're doing a Malacha to make a profit, you're charging somebody something. So even if it's not a Malacha Gemura, it's not necessarily one of the tired. It's just like you're, you're like moving somebody's barrels from one place to another. You know, it's not a technical Malacha, but you're doing it to get paid. You shouldn't do that after Chatzos. But if it's a malacha gemura, like to sew a garment, so then you shouldn't do it even b'china. And says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, the kibbutz kelev will be called malacha gemura rasa to do laundry after chatzos and erev Pesach. It's not proper because that's a malacha gemura. So, but if you go to a non-Jewish launderer, then it's okay. But you can leave your stuff out in the, and make it the goyim to do it, that's okay. Kosva achron, kol ma shemutu lasos b'chol shemoek, you gandu ver ovo, da osho ma'ase hedjot, lo ma'ase ungo, v'yish bo tzor hamoek, yot ishadva mutar b'chol shemoek, he says, whatever you have, you have a full moed, you have a heter on Erev Pesach HaKachatzos also. So if it's dover ovud, it's mutter. If it's leches hedyot, then it's l'tzor hamoed, it's mutter. Or if certain people who are allowed to get heter by a full moed, like they came out of jail or something like that, they can get, so that's mutter over here. This has more heterim because Amir al-Akum is 2 days, but we passed in that it's mutter, so that's even a great heter. But every heter you have a kol moed, you have it here. But if it's a heter that you don't have, like say you want to do, you're a calligrapher, right? You're a calligrapher, and you want to do some calligraphy to somebody. They asked you, they hired you to draw a nice painting or nice calligraphy work. So to work on that, and Erev Pesach, HaChatzos, is forbidden. Because it's Maisa Uman, and it's not Torah HaMoed, and it's also. Now when we discussed what was called Moed, that some hold that Malachas She'ema had Torah. We discussed when you have to check your pockets when you walk outside and call Moed. So some people used to check their pockets, not to do Haksah Shalom Tzorah. So we assume that since it's the Malachas She'ema Torah Klal, we're not knowing to check our pockets. So the same thing then would apply on their face of Hashem Hashem. Yeah.
You
official
for the night?
Yeah, for the cook.
For the next day.
The cooking is okay, but the Tzorek, if the Malachas had the other Tzorek HaMoed. But you cook a Chol Moed for the last days of the Yontif, right? So therefore, so to speak, we have a Chol Moed before you. Right? You never think of it this way. We never think about the Issa Malacha and Erev Pesach. Most people have never heard of the Issa Malacha and Erev Pesach. Well, you don't need me to talk. Yeah, so
that's...
Right, if he needs for Parnassah. Yeah. Martin? Right. So why does the Mishnah Berurah ask the kibbutz? Because kibbutz really should be mutter on yontif Chol Moed itself. Because it's a ma'aseh hedyos b'tzorach ha'moed. So somebody's talking about that if you want to do a laundry. So if you didn't do the laundry yet and you need it for yontif, or you could do it after Chatzos. Because technically you could really do it on Chol Moed also. It's just the Zera that they made that you should do it on Chol Moed, so you shouldn't come into the Yontif maneuver. So therefore, if you... really shaving should have theoretically been looked at, like Rabbi Berg was saying, just should be theoretically should have been looked at on the... And Erev Pesach HaChatzos also, because it's really only a Maisa Hedyos B'Tzorach HaMoed.
Right.
The writing also technically is mutter, because writing is a Maisa Hedyos. So if you need it B'Tzorach HaMoed, it's okay. But to do something like that, you hire yourself out. Here you're a gardener. You mow people's lawns. Right? So to do that, on Erev Pesach, HaChatzos is a problem. There are things that would definitely be also on Chol Moed, but certainly also on Pesach, HaChatzos. Yeah. Danny? Loud. I can't hear you. Well, if they're doing it on Tzorach HaMoed, like if you take a drive on Chol Moed, you can take a drive on Chol Moed, but if you're doing it for the Tzorach HaMoed, they're doing it to get to the place where they want to be beyond. What? Driving on Erev Pesach is... I don't think anyone would ask for driving on Erev Pesach. That would be a good
summer. Pleasure driving, but you just want to drive.
That's also. You mean it's just to drive for fun?
Yeah, so you got a new car and you want to drive it around. It's not start more than if it's my budget.
Yeah, which is the mic to head you. That's what Michael Finkelstein always used to ask me, how can you ride go on a plane on a tall motor? Isn't that a Meister Ullman? And Meister Ullman is also even, so I don't know.
Can't fly the plane.
No, but then the person flying it to you is a Amir Lachem to that person.
He's flying the Amir Lachem.
Right, so the question is, if it's become carbon, then what, like, when there was a real issue, when you brought a carbon in the Beit HaMikdash, so what kind of issue malacha was there in that day? Was it mamish lamites malachas with all the halachas, or it was also a similar type of thing? Well, the whole idea that we said the yisod of malacha chol moed is the chol moed is man simcha, they shouldn't share the simcha. But people don't realize this, but sometimes, like if you're doing a Maisa Uman, so you have to stop that Maisa Uman at Chatzos. Unless you're a poor person who's not going to have what to eat. But a regular person, he has to, even though Akmatia is also a Tolomoid, but the post can point out that on their place after Chatzos you still could, if you're a business person, you can still do business. But if you're doing something that's a Maisa Uman, then you can't do it. Then they're place after Chatzos. So shaving, the Ramah seems to say that it's better to shave before, but if you forgot,
then certainly you can shave after Chatzos.
Right, so, right, obviously. But I can say, don't shave and then we'll stop being maneuverable. That's ridiculous. Because the idea is that shaving really is mutter, even a Chol HaMoed, it's just the Asad HaMishun L'Gzeira. Same thing with Kibbutz. But if, say, you have laundry to do, not Tzorach HaYantif, so then you shouldn't do that on Erev Pesach HaKatzos.
You absolutely can't do it
on Chol HaMoed. Right, unless the big Tanim and things like that. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's dressed up, the families get together, they take pictures. Yeah, oh, that's a good one. So that's the machlokes of Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? Right, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that that's a Maisa Uman. Yeah, in other words, but if you get a real photographer and real, professional shots, that may be Lekulei Alma is Maisa Uman, and that should be also. From Yaakov Kamenetsky just said even a regular Polaroid camera is awesome. But he said taking a picture is the result is if I drew a picture, that's not Uman, right? But even though I take a picture, I'm not an Uman, but it looks. But the Moshe was more into the Maisa. So the action could be done by any person on the street, and then you don't call it a Maisa Uman. So that's not about taking. I once heard Rabbi Feinstein about a Xerox machine. I can make it happen on the Lord. So I sort of said to him that according to what his father said, it should be mutter. So he was marking, that's logical. So of course, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is not so fortunate. He is practical.
Shmuel or the Erev Pesach HaTzot. But it's interesting, like the minhag to bake matzah is Erev Pesach HaTzot, so that's Tzorach Haya, you know. What?
It's a Maisa Omer.
Yeah. So there's a Rabbeinu Tam that says that if you shave before Yontif, you can shave during Yontif. And the Torah doesn't like it. The Torah doesn't like it. And Moshe was makos for businessmen. And some people make it even for nothing, isn't it? So if you, you know, if you don't need to, I mean, some would say that dafka you mechuyev to, because then, by the time the second day of the Yom Tov come, you look however you look. No, but the rov minhag is not, yeah.
You're shaving and you don't have to be choshish for sphira, and the veil is a cloud and it's a yontif.
You mean if you're shaving?
Your sheet is you're going to shave based on what
you're talking about,
and sphira shouldn't be a fact, meaning on chol moed, so sphira isn't a fact.
If you hold the first minhag.
It's no veil, it's a yontif.
Sorry, we have to check that. What's the. Is he sure sphira chal? I have to think about it. Oh, yeah.
What about writing, like, you know, calligraphy, divinatory? Is it also usher, it might be usher anyway, but it's not the writing, is it also to write up a contract? Like, because the writing is just like you might have to do it, the writing or typing something. But, or is it usher anyway, because you shouldn't be doing that on a phone, like, any type of contract, if you want to load some of his long or something.
You're like pragmatic as usher. Because in the business field, they're usher.
So it's usher anyway.
But in Erev Pesach, we will make all of that. I don't know. You look in the Nitzek Gabriel, he quotes from some acronym about Chachmatia. I quoted you. I xeroxed the whole chapter from the Sefer Nitzek Gabriel that goes through all the other halachas. But so just to review what we said today. We discussed today the din of Erev Pesach. We said in the morning, it's a question of a minute. The afternoon is awesome. Then we out the korban, and then we had a machlokas v'olamor and the Ramban. What about and then we said that maybe the Rambam has a different shita that it's not out the korban, that it's out that the day is like a yontif. And then we said that whatever heterim you have a v'olamor you have here, and here you might even have more heterim, namely Amir Lakum, which is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, which we pass from a kula. Pragmatia, which we paskin is also on Kol HaMoed, but it's mutter, which is mutter over here. But things that are clearly also on Kol HaMoed, like doing a Maisha Uman, or doing Melachas, like you're a gardener and you're doing you're mowing people's lawns and you're getting paid for it. Even if you wouldn't get paid for it, it's a melacha gemura, so that you shouldn't do. So that's it's an interesting area of halacha that we people very often neglect. I mean, chol hamoed as it is a neglected area, but Erev Pesach HaChatzos, people don't think you're like totally, you know, loony, but there's such a Isser Malacha on that, but there's an Isser Malacha. And after they cap, Shulchan Aruch says that you see Mizalzel in the Malacha, very Pesach HaChatzos, we put you in Shanta, in Nidoy. So we should be Nisser, very Pesach HaChatzos, not to do Malachas Uman, or Malachas that are have a big tircha in them. I think. Things like that. Okay, everyone say, okay. It's too early to daven mincha now. Yeah. So there are other opportunities to daven mincha during the day. says the fatimas and the answer.